the peaches are rotten, the oranges are packed, and the creosote dump.
Hey, Matt Rothschild here, subbing in for Maggie on the Maggie Dawn Show. She'll be back on Monday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I'm delighted to have my usual guest host, Angela Lang, with me. Angela is the founder and executive director of BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. That was Johnny Cash singing the old Woody Guthrie song, Deportee. And we have Christine Newman Ortiz is joining us in a second. And Christine is the founder and executive director of Voces de la Frontera, the great immigrant rights advocacy group here in Wisconsin. Christine, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering how you're doing, Christine, because you know better than I do that Donald Trump ran a racist campaign with full-throated anti-immigrant bigotry and scapegoating, which must have felt like your members are right in the crosshairs. How are you doing?
Resolute, very disappointed in the blindness of people to really consider what, you know, what his administration will mean to themselves and to others, because he really, you know, he's a con man, and he's conned people into believing he's on the side of working people. He's scapegoated immigrants. You know, he's built an administration, past and now present, bigger than before, that is just for the billionaires, for the large corporations. He's going to continue to scapegoat immigrants, but everyone's going to feel, you know, the impact, the consequences of kind of these immoral efforts at mass deportation that are going to have not just, you know, I think bring up, you know, I believe, you know, an outpouring, and we're organizing for an outpouring of solidarity and resistance, but also, you know, when you a really big destabilizing impact, you know, people worried about the cost of their food. Well, you bet, when 80% of the workforce is undocumented and produces dairy, 1 in 10 jobs depend on it. You bet there's a consequence when, you know, with such low unemployment, immigrants have been holding up the economy. And unfortunately, and this is really something that, you know, was a problem with the Democratic Party as well, they didn't really challenge that frame on immigrants. And I think that just moved things farther and farther to the right. So I just think, you know, when you have the attacks on Social Security that are coming, the attacks on Medicare, the attacks on public schools, this kind of immoral separation of families and mass deportation efforts. You know, I think, you know, I basically feel like getting ready for a big storm. I'm getting ready for a big storm with others around me. And we've been here before. It is going to be a bigger storm because there's no one holding him back in these agencies that he's creating. And a lot is going to have to depend on what can be done at the local level, at the state level, and a lot of solidarity and resistance.
And what kind of solidarity and resistance are you planning or hoping for those of us who are supporters to engage in?
You know, one of the things that we're doing is setting up regional meetings. We've already had them, you know, Green Bay, Milwaukee, Sparta, Arcadia, where we've been, you know, building consensus around, and it's unanimous so far, like with a lot of our members, around standing up a lot of the organizational structures we had before under the Trump administration, because we do anticipate that in the first 100 days, he's going to pull away all of the executive orders, such as enforcement priorities, making everyone deportable, trying to put pressure on, you know, local governments or law enforcement to just be an arm of immigration, to profile, to you know, disregard everything and just kind of serve that purpose, and with threats of pulling funding. And so what we're asking is for folks to kind of find a home in these different organizational structures. So one of them is, for example, you know, helping to stand up what have become known as like sanctuary policies that basically affirm, you know, that we are a welcoming community, that, you know, we value the diversity of who we are, we value the contributions that immigrants make, We value their humanity, that we stand with each other, with families. And so, and then just having protocols around, you know, immigration, so that immigration doesn't, so like in schools, that was a very important work, where they were considered like, they can be named different things, safe zones, welcoming zones. But you had policies in place where, you know, there's standards around how, you know, immigration in and around the school, you know, like saying, well, we don't want immigration inside the school or around the school. If parents are dropping their kids off, you know, there has to be a protocol on when you go in, who you direct yourself. You know, do you have a judicial warrant for a person in particular? We're not going to just put a minor there to engage, you know, or be detained. So having those protocols in place and celebrating them publicly. So in different spaces, at city government, at in different, you know, hospitals could do them. Because I'm sure that, you know, all of these like sensitive locations were that had been won under Obama, kind of won back under Biden, will be stripped away again. And I think, you know, we're helping people. So there's ways in like, you know, how can people at a citizen level, you know, help right. with that? Another thing is I think a very important protection is it's a kind of an uphill battle. But I think given the context, the reality that's going to happen and that we have smaller margins to win at the state level, you know, in terms of differences between candidates, we have a state legislature that is now more accountable, that's going to feel that pressure more. And if you combine the movement power with like this legislative effort, we want to, you know, try to win, restore driver's licenses in Wisconsin. We had it for decades. Mm-hmm. It was taken away in 2007. And, you know, so that a social security number is not a barrier. That's very important. So for people to really weigh in and help build out this grassroots coalition for safe roads, lobbying, and, you know, even engaging Democrats, so that there's a lot of new people might not be as familiar with this issue. So the Coalition for Safe Roads is an important area. And, you know, donations for like different funds to help people.
Well, Christine, we're running out of time, unfortunately. I really want to thank you and all the work you're doing at Voces de la Frontera. We'll be right back on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you. Their money, then wait back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. Others before him have done just the same. They died in the hills and they died in the valley. Some went to heaven without any name.